They were shut down after the earthquake. However, hydrogen explosion occurred and the building ceiling was blown away. And also, there was a fire in number 4 reactor, number 3 reactor. We've seen a white smoke coming out. And today, the SDF force has tried to pour large amounts of water from the sky from a helicopter. However, today, this was not possible. The crisis continues.
This
power plant was supposed to be safe because of the state-of-the-art technology. What is happening at our power plants?
March 11th.
Massive tsunami waves hit the coast of eastern Japan. Ahead was the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant facing the sea. The plant was hit by an unprecedented disaster. The first incident occurred at the number 1 reactor. Nuclear reactors are housed in solid containment vessels. On the day of the earthquake, the plant was using heat from nuclear fission to generate power. It was during that process that a massive magnitude 9 earthquake hit the plant. But control rods were automatically activated and inserted in between fuel rods to halt the nuclear fission. Furthermore, an emergency backup power generator located underground restored the power to the system. The emergency core cooling system designed to inject water into the reactor was also activated. Had the cooling continued, the safety of the reactor would have been assured. However, the cooling device suddenly stopped. This official of the Nuclear Safety Industry Agency says that the emergency core cooling system is believed to have halted. The cause was the massive tsunami waves that hit the nuclear plant 1 hour after the earthquake. This is recorded on data. This is the tsunami records taken at Soma City in Fukushima Prefecture, some 45 kilometers to the north of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. First, a trough of wave followed by a rapid rise in tidal height is recorded. Waves as high as 7.3 meters reached the area. The violent waves well beyond one's imagination were also captured in satellite photos. Debris scattered around the reactor. Landscape totally changed. The fuel oil tanks and other facilities along the coastline were all washed away. Tsunami waves reached as far as 300 meters from the coastline. The tsunami waves inundated part of the facilities of the nuclear plant. Electrical equipment was soaked in water, and this is believed to be the cause of the emergency core cooling device failure. The failure caused the fuel rods to emit heat, and water started to evaporate. The exposed fuel rods reacted with water vapor, and hydrogen gas filled the reactor.
原子炉から漏れ出
て、hydrogen gas, which is light in weight, reached the ceiling of the building.
そして爆発。
And then came the blast.
建屋の天井は吹き飛びましたが、
the ceiling of the building blew off.
原子炉を守る格納容器には影響がなかったと見られています。
Housing the reactor was thought to be intact.
鉄骨部分だけを残し、
This is the number
上部の壁と天井が吹き飛んだ1号機
where only the steel frame remains,
原子炉を冷やすための吸水作業が続けられました。
Water was injected in an attempt to cool the reactor.
しかし2日後には However, 2 days later, 3号機でも同様の爆発が発生。
The same explosion occurred at the number 3 reactor.
さらに翌日
Furthermore, the next day, 2
号機でも深刻な事態が明らかになります。
A serious event took place at the number 2 reactor.The Nuclear Industrial Safety Agency official says he received information from Tokyo Electric Company that a blast occurred at the number 2 reactor. The number 2 reactor blast was the most serious of all. It was believed to have occurred at the suppression pool, which is.
Part of the containment vessel.
The suppression pool is a device to release water vapor to release pressure.
The
water vapor in the reactor is cooled here. And the pool constantly carries water, carrying radioactive substances. The exposed fuel rods generated hydrogen, and this hydrogen gas flowed into the pool together with the water vapor, and this caused the explosion. Water-carrying radioactive substances are believed to have seeped out. But that was not the end. The number 4 reactor, which had been shut down due to inspection, caught fire. Fuel rods had been extracted from the reactor for inspection. However, there were spent fuel stored in the building.
使用済みでも熱を発する燃料は水を張ったプールで冷却しなければなりません。
cooled using water in the pool.
ところが地震によって冷却装置が作動しなくなり、水が蒸発、燃料が蒸発してしまったと考えられます。
And water had evaporated. It is believed that as a result, fuel rods were exposed.
そして水素ガスが発生し、
And this caused hydrogen gas, leading to fire outbreak.
火災の後、敷地内で測定された放射線の値が事故発生以来最も高い数値を示しました。
3号機付近で400ミリシーベルト、身体に影響を及ぼす。
Radioactivity level was recorded between the number 2 and number 3, and this level is a level which will have an impact on human health. And today, once again, the number 4 reactor caught fire.
We are
now joined by Professor Akira.Yamaguchi from Osaka University, who has done research on nuclear power plant accidents, and our reporter Yoshiki Yamazaki from the Science and Culture Division. Now, first of all, with the effect of the earthquake and tsunami, it is no longer possible to cool the core, and also we can't contain the radioactive substances, and the situation developed even further today, this morning, a fire breaking out from the number 4 building, and also this white smoke coming out of the number 3 reactor building.What is the latest situation? Well, as you say, you can't cool the core. Hydrogen is created, and also that leads to explosion. This has occurred in 3 reactors, and today, number 4 reactor, just like yesterday, we saw another fire breaking out, and next door, the reactor number 3, once a hydrogen explosion already occurred here, the ceiling has been blasted away, but today we have seen white smoke coming out. And all of this seems to be related to the fuel pool.
Let us use this chart to explain. As we've seen in the report,